Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. We believe in collaboration, working together to help each other. To learn about who we are and what we do, visit us at www.fcforyouonestopshop.com.
Well, hello, 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 and welcome to another episode. Today I'm chatting it up with Coach Steven. We're wondering, why do people fear talking about their finances? Welcome, Coach Steven.
Hello, Coach Ray. Thanks for joining and having me on the show here. I'm really excited about today's topic.
Yes, I know we're both into financial services and financial coaching, and I just thought we would, you know, just chop it up a little bit and talk about, you know, why do people fear so much about, you know, talking about their finances? What I find, Coach Steven, is, you know, people fear the judgment of their financial mistakes. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's one of the biggest reasons why people are hesitant, because people don't like to admit when they're wrong. That's just our natural tendency as human beings, you know, to be able to face that. But it, you know, because we're a fear of judgment, like what people will think of us.
Right. And then, you know, they make mistakes. I make mistakes. I know you make mistakes. But it's like they don't want people to know. It's like, I don't want my family to know. I don't want my friends to know. Sometimes I don't even want my spouse to know, right? So unless they talk about things, how are they expecting to get better? How are they expecting, you know, situations to turn around?
Right. And I think something to be able to overcome that fear is, as a financial coach, to be able to develop that rapport with them and to be able to demonstrate to them that they can trust you as a coach, as a financial coach. And that includes a lot of different factors. One is credibility, that you know that you're an expert in the field. Also, just a level of relationship when it comes to the relationship. If they're a stranger and they've never known you before, then
right.
That takes a lot of skill to develop that rapport, initial rapport.
Yeah, and then I'm glad you mentioned relationship. Because, you know, just dealing with finances, that's a personal topic. You know, it's talking about my credit, talking about my debt, being able to go pull my credit report and see my spending habits. So some people have anxiety about that. You know, have you ever run across clients that just freeze up when you ask them, like, certain questions?
Right. Oh, yeah. Certain things trigger a little bit more of the defense mechanisms of some people, some questions that feel a little bit more personal. And that's why it's important to develop that human, it's a skill, and it's really related to not about us, but more about helping that individual and demonstrating you're there to serve that individual, not to make an extra buck, but really to serve
right.
them.
Yeah, truly help them, because there's so many companies out there. Their bottom line is, how can I make money off this person? You know,
exactly.
And a lot of times they prey on their vulnerability. You know, they see people are down, they're struggling. Just like, for example, those payday loans and money trees and lending trees, they prey on people's, you know, unfortunate misfortunes. You know, I always say. They know that people are struggling and they're in a hard place. And so, yeah, I'll loan you that $500, but the interest will be like 125%, you know? So,
exactly.
Really, are you helping
right.
or are you just losing them?
Exactly. Yeah, those entities, those different companies that you mentioned that listed, especially like Money Tree and different places, they don't really care about providing service. They're there for to make a profit. And of course, any business, even a financial coach, is enters the field to make some type of profit, to, you know, some way, so at least some type of stability. But The first thing is really to develop, to show the client that you really care about helping them and serving their needs, not trying to force anything on them that they don't really need. You know, Coach, the one thing I was thinking of why people are hesitant or don't want to give up information is because they really don't have any financial goals in the first place. You know, as you know, my background is serving individuals with disabilities and even severe disabilities. And what I've observed is that a lot of people have just settled in to where they're at right now. They don't really have any financial goals. They just figure this is the cap of how much I'm going to be able to – my income will be for the rest of my life. And they don't have any goals. They don't have any dreams. And they almost – it's almost like, as if they've given up, you know.
Right.
And so I think
right.
that's another opportunity for financial coaches to stir up people to say, hey, there's a difference between accepting where you're at now and maybe even still having dreams that God has given you. It's okay
right.
to dream about, you know, improving
right.
your life. It's okay. It's not selfish, you know.
Right.
And so,
and that's why
we
always start with the survey questionnaire, you know. Let us know where you're at. We meet you where you're at, you know.
Right. Right. Exactly.
So how do we help them get over the fear, right? How do we get to help them get over the fear of finances? Here are some steps I would like to – I'm going to leave some – just a little nugget for people, because it's like when you know, scraping, you're grabbing at the scab, you're exposing the wound, you got to give something to put on that wound. So I don't want to just leave people out there wondering, okay, Coach Ray, well, what do we need to do? So here are some three, I'll say about four, maybe five things I want to put out there, five small steps that people can take right now. And we can talk about those as we go on. But how about checking your account balances every week? Checking your account balances.
Yeah, that's definitely. Right. And some people don't even know. Sometimes they don't even check their monthly balances.
Right.
They go out for months without even checking.
Yeah, and they wonder why, you know, hey, sometimes it's the interest that you're not paying. You're not making enough payment on that bill, so the interest sometimes is more than that monthly payment. And you're wondering, why is this bill not going down, you know? And so how
right.
about opening up bills as soon as you receive them and stop hiding
right.
them under the pile?
Right. Right. And there's different apps yeah. that can actually assist with that in checking their balances. I've noticed many different apps that are coming out that people can download for free and then upgrade for
mm-hmm.
other types of services that actually provide
mm-hmm.
that help in checking their balance on a regular basis.
Right, because, you know, they're always on the phone. People are always on the phone. So why not put an app that will, you know, you're still on your phone, right? But it's right there and it's handy
exactly.
and it's accessible. And so how about right. creating a budget? The B word, the big B word, right? People do not like talking about budget. Oh, my goodness. But you have to.
Right.
If not, you'll end up, you know, having more debt than you have income. And then you're going to go negative on your checking account, on your, you know, on your account, period. Creating that budget.
Exactly.
Yes.
And also, part of that, there's some basic foundations that I think most people know about how to make that budget. But also, there are some guidelines as far as if you have certain expenses, basic expenses, for instance, if someone's not a homeowner and they're renting or for food, there's actually a certain percentage, a guideline across the board as far as how much to allocate for each budget. I know you and I came across a client recently that their food budget was astronomical based upon their
right.
their income. And
right.
and that's one of the first things to look at is, you know, how are you spending money on even basic needs? You know, where's your money being spent at? So that's a great starting point, I think, is definitely the budget.
Right, right. And then once you set up that budget, you can actually see your finances in a snapshot. You know, one of the things, you know, one of the many things that we do with our clients is sit down with them and have them, you know, just be open and be honest about their situation. Because if they're not honest and if they're not open about their situation, have you heard the term garbage in, garbage out? If you give us information that is not correct, real, we're not going to be able to give you scenarios that are real to you. We're not going to be able to help
exactly.
you in your situation, right? And we go back to that relationship, right?
Exactly.
And so
exactly.
I'm looking at Fidelity Investments. They did a study back in 2015, and their studies say 8 in 10 women confess they have refrained from discussing their finances with those they are close to. And only 47% of the women that they surveyed say that they would be confident discussing money and investing with a financial professional on their own. So people they are looking for help. They are looking for help, but who do they turn to get the help? Can I go down to the local bank? Well, you know, if you're trying to open up a checking account, yes, you can. You know, most banks out there do not have the time or the patience, really, or they don't have the time and the resources to sit down with you individually and go over your game plan. Most of them don't, okay?
Exactly.
They'll send you an app,
right.
They'll send you some paperwork, they'll give you a pamphlet, you know. But we pride ourselves in sitting down with folks and helping them build their financial house. And how do we do that? Where do we start, Coach Stephen? Where do we start?
Yeah, I think it's just a sense of, you know, like we mentioned before, that relationship to demonstrate that we really care about them. Because like you said, you know, if they went down to their local bank and then showed them a budget and they showed that, you know, as a single individual, they're spending $500 a month on their on meals, not going out to eat, but just food, buying food, you know, $500 a month, you know, when their income is only, it's like $2,000 a month, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally. A banker will not get back to them and say, hey, this is, you know, you're overspending this. The banker will come from the perspective of, well, if you want to do that, that's your choice, but not say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Versus as a coach,
right.
Like you said, there's openness, you know, and it's
right.
not just hitting them over the head with honesty, but providing that in a sense of caring, of love, and just of understanding with the mindset that we ultimately want to help them with that. So,
right.
I think
because,
that's an ongoing thing.
Because what does a coach do? A coach help you play and win at the game. So we as financial coaches help you play and win at the money game. You know, we're all looking at where we stand, right? And I know you mentioned earlier that, you know, we're not in this, you know, just because it's our livelihood, right? We believe in having it as a win-win. We're not just looking at you as our next meal. How can we help you? We're changing people's lives. We're changing their financial tree forever. How much is that worth to you? How much is that worth to you, especially when we are not charging you? The companies that we affiliate with pays us to help you. That's a big difference right there than you signing, you know, giving us a month payment or you paying for our hours per dollar. Do you know how much a financial coach charges per hour?
I know it's a wide range.
It's a lot of money. So if we're sitting down and trying to help someone live within their means, they're already on a limited budget, why would we send them a $200-$300 bill if we're out there trying to help them? So that's
exactly.
what I'm talking
exactly.
about. Some companies
and I think that also
do
one thing,
like,
yeah. I think one thing is also that some, like you said, a coach is there to help, like just. In the analogy of sports, when someone hears about a coach helping a player be able to improve the play, you know, the player needs to listen to the coach and not have just one mindset. And I think sometimes the barrier is a person thinks the only way I can get out of my situation is to improve, is to find a better job with better income, and that's not always the only answer to it. There are other options to improve the financial situation and still keep the same job. And it's really a matter of evaluating and assessing their budget and what their spending habits are. So.
Right. And it's the same thing as, you know, people want to be rich. I want to be rich. I'm going to go play the lottery. I'm going to get $1 million, maybe $300 million. My question to you is, if you are having a hard time trying to balance your budget, and your budget is, what, $2,000 or $3,000 a month, and you're having a hard time balancing that budget, do you think you would be an expert in balancing more money? That's why a lot of people are broke. Within 5 years, the ones that are winning the lottery, within 5 years, they're broke because they have no discipline about how to spend and how to save and how to invest.
Yes,
so you have to learn the baby steps right now. So when that finance, that huge payout comes to you, whether, you know, a loss of a loved one and you inherit so much money, now you know exactly what you're going to do with that money.
Exactly.
So, any closing remarks?
In the Bible, it talks about God giving a small amount for people to be responsible for, and he says, and he promises, if you're responsible and demonstrate that you are a good steward of what I've given you now, then I'll increase and I'll bless you more with what you have. But we have to demonstrate, you know, that we're responsible for what we have, what God has given us at this time, you know. And, I think as far as the desire to be able to be rich, there's a boundary to which why do we want to be rich, for our own purposes or to increase the kingdom of God? I think that's really God knows the heart behind that. And we have to, you know, each of us have to look at that ourselves and ask ourselves that question, is what's our motivation to want to get rich? Is it, you know, so we can feel good about ourselves? And that's another thing too. Some people, their identity, right? They are afraid to talk about finances. Their identity is so wrapped around their income, you know, that, oh, I only make this income. If I made this income, I'd feel better about myself. You know, that's a dangerous path to go down. You know, it is a tendency to feel better that way, but then you have to ask yourself your own identity. You know, where is your identity focused on? If you all of a sudden get, you know, you have access to a lot of money, and then all of a sudden it's gone, then how's that going to affect you emotionally and psychologically? And you mentioned about people winning the lottery and then losing it. That's what happened with my first girlfriend after I was divorced. She won a jackpot at a casino in San Diego, about $45,000. And within 1 year, it was gone. She lost, and everything that she bought with it was gone. And she was on the street. She was homeless. Yeah.
And that's just unfortunate. That's just unfortunate.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah.
I know we can talk about this all day long, because this is what we do. We see so many lives, scenarios, and we can talk about, you know. And so in closing, you know, I just want to stress the importance of not ignoring your finances. Because if you do, it's going to hurt you. If you ignore your finances, whether out of fear, out of laziness, or something else, you may survive for a little bit, but regularly spending less than you earn, is where you need to be. You know, you may also be digging yourself into a lot of debt by just throwing away money, paying high interest, you know, ignoring the late fee, you know, because you need to have a handle on your money. So exactly. I think we need to have a part two, Stephen.
Yeah.
We do need to have a part two because we're running out of time. And so if you need to get a financial game plan in place, visit us. We're here to help you, Coach Stephen and I. We have a team of coaches that are licensed to help you. Our website is www.fc4uonestopshop.com. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day. Get be blessed.
You have been listening to Financial Coach for You, Blog Talk Radio, where we promote you and your brand. For more info, visit us at www.fc4u.com. One stop shop.